We're here at the Oklahoma Capitol talking with Jimmy Music, and you are a wheat producer. You're sitting here on the Oklahoma Wheat Growers Association board today. Tell me a little bit about what y'all are trying to get accomplished here.
Obviously, we're trying to visit with some legislatures and trying to get some things in place to protect our wheat producers and ag producers across the state. We hope maybe that by being here and showing them our interest and our concern in some issues that's going on with the state ag department, that we'll have some influence and maybe head some things off that could be going in the wrong direction. And I know the state of Oklahoma has some tremendous budget challenges, and but they're not the only one. Some Oklahoma farmers have some budget challenges too, so we want to encourage them to help us and help those people that's been burned out in the fires and try to help those all that they possibly can, because we need to help the stressed producer that's lost those cows and lost miles and miles of fences, and it's going to be very costly to bring that back and to be able to bring all that land back in full production.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So aside from the fires, and obviously you talked about the budget a lot, there were some other issues that were brought up, one of them being the ad valorem tax it's been in the bill, I guess, and it's gone through the House and it's on its way to the Senate right now. What's your feelings towards that?
Well, as a landowner and a farmer rancher, we certainly do have some concerns about the ad valorem tax issues, because the farmers and ranchers across this state and this country pay a lot of the taxes that run our state government, and we want to pay our fair share, and we want to help and be a part of bringing the state of Oklahoma's budget back online. But there's some other ways they can do that. One of the things we've talked about in that meeting was maybe changing the gross production tax and lowering the incentive for horizontal drilling and erasing that percentage, not lowering it.
Sure.
It's been lowered back previous years, and it may be time to raise that. And some other issues, of course, but all of them, the last thing we want to do is raise taxes on our farmers, ranchers that are already hurting anyway.
So, and I know with the budget cuts that the Oklahoma Department of Agriculture is facing, the state is in its deficit right now. And obviously, like you said, everybody's trying to pitch in and help where they can, but do you feel like the leaders that you talked with today, obviously Secretary of Ag Jim Reese was in there, House Ag Committee Chairman Park was in there, do you feel like they were receptive to your message today?
Oh, I do, for sure, without a doubt. They're on the same page we are, and they want things to work well for everybody, and they don't want it just to be for the farmers and ranchers. They want everybody to be able to survive and keep their departments going and where they're visible and helpful to the general public. You know, we're all in this together.
Yeah, it really seems like Secretary of Ag is doing all he can to work with the federal government to get resources here in a timely fashion to help these farmers out that, like he said, they need to put up the money up front to fix these fences and all their equipment that they're trying to put up since these fires.
Yeah, I didn't realize till he spoke that the way that program is going to play out is that those farmers and ranchers are going to have to build that fence and pay for that fence, and then they'll get reimbursed. Maybe at three-quarters of the cost, but in the meantime, they've got to pay all that expense as they try to build that miles and miles of fence back. It's going to be a burden on a lot of those farmers and ranchers across the country.
And one thing that Chairman Park talked about when he first stepped up to the podium today was that we really need to kind of keep our eye on what's happening internationally. Do you agree with that?
Oh, yeah. International has a great deal to do with our market. We export a huge percentage of our product. Wheat, 50% of it's exported overseas, 50% is used domestically. And so the export market has a great deal to do with our potential for profitability. And we're not there yet, but hopefully we're headed in the right direction. Actually, I just talked back home, and it's starting to rain, and so that'll help the economy a great deal in our country.
So how's your wheat looking right now?
It looks like it needs a rain. Yeah, it really does. But it, you know, Oklahoma can promise less and give more, and wheat's one of those commodities that does that very thing. And so we get a good inch or 2 inch rain, it'll be unbelievable how much it'll perk up and how much better it'll look. And, and it'll help the farmers and ranchers, and it'll help the attitude of the bankers in our country too.
Absolutely. So, and one thing you're doing to kind of raise the attitudes, I guess, of the legislators here today is you're handing out loaves of bread. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. We're going to try to hand out one to every legislator. So we're looking forward to doing that and have some good, healthy, nutritious whole wheat bread for themselves and their family.